So, as I was talking about a moment ago, it was down to the wire on Friday night. The House passed a bill to curb global warming. 8 Republicans tipped the balance in the Democrats' favor when it passed by a margin of 7. One report said Capitol phones were at capacity with so much last-minute jockeying between congressional members. And if you think that's tough, just wait for the uphill battle needed to get this bill through the Senate. Joining us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, John. Good morning.
You know, I did not believe they would actually go for a bill that involved cap and trade and all of these other issues related to climate change. But the House did manage to deal with some very significant legislation. What was left at the end?
In the bill, you mean?
What
was left in the bill? Well, you're right. There were a lot of concessions as Nancy Pelosi and her leadership team and the White House, for that matter, tried to cobble together this coalition involving only a handful of Republicans, like you said, but they lost a lot of Democrats. They lost 44 Democrats refused to vote for this. So you can see them making concessions, adding things, taking things off to get people on board. So you wound up, what was left in the bill? Well, some pretty significant concessions for heavy industry, steel, coal, and the energy industry, who want to be protected if we start raising the prices of our energy, which this bill inevitably will do to some degree. There's debate over how much. A lot of concern in steel country, such as it still exists, and manufacturing country, such as that still exists, that China and India will simply gain a competitive advantage. So there are actually tariff protections in this bill, and the president over the weekend came out against those very tariff protections that were put in the bill to win over these manufacturing Democrats from the Midwest for the most part.
Let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, the idea is in the U.S., a cap-and-trade system on carbon will be put in place that will assess the actual cost in terms of climate change consequences of pumping carbon into the atmosphere. And the amount of money that people pay for those cap and trade allowances will raise the price of energy in the United States. And if China and India don't do the same kinds of curbs, then tariff protections for U.S. products are going to be imposed on imports from those countries, right?
That's basically what this bill says. Now, a lot of those carbon prices that you're talking about, there is a complicated formula and an algorithm. You could spend an entire night, John, going through the algorithm that calculates how the market for carbon will be set. At first, by the way, they're giving away most of it, which a lot of the liberals did not like. They don't want cap and trade. They want cap. And
right.
Then if you're a polluter, you pay for the right to pollute. And that's not really what this bill does at first. It gives away the right to pollute as far as carbon is concerned at first. And then there's a complicated algorithm about who gets the get back after they start establishing a commodities market, basically, a derivatives market,
possibly, in
carbon. Some of it will go back to ratepayers, people like you and me who pay our electric bills. Some of it goes back to industry. Some of it goes back to farmers. Some of it to utilities. Everybody gets a piece of the pie, and I'm sure that you can guess, John, because you're never a cynic, what it looks like in the House of
never
Representatives when
no,
people
no, no.
start dividing a pie that's worth several hundred billion dollars.
Well,
so
it's
that
also,
then goes forward.
It's also a pie that appears to be palatable to no one. Listen to what John Boehner here, the Republican House Minority Whip.
Democrats in rural America are going to have to make a real decision about whether they're going to stand with Speaker Pelosi and liberal special interest or whether they're going to stand with their constituents who are going to be punished by this ridiculous tax. Listen, there's a big difference between San Francisco and the heartland. You know, Al Gore stands for higher electricity bills, higher gasoline prices, and shipping millions of jobs overseas.
But it's not as though the Democrats were any happier. Here's Representative Peter DeFazio, a Democrat from Oregon.
They've added phenomenal costs. They're not accomplishing the goal. Why we would mimic that system is beyond me. I can say it's wildly popular on Wall Street. They think this is the next bubble. They think it'll be much bigger than was the financial services bubble. They're preparing to go out and offer new products that would be, sliced and diced, tranched. They've already got names for different kinds of carbon. They're going to create tranches. Then they're going to sell credit default swaps to ensure these phony offsets. I mean, they are wildly enthusiastic.
Todd Zwillick, with that much discontent, it seems to me this is setting up to be something of an off-year election issue.
Well, they don't want it to be. The Senate wants to try to get to this in September if they can. Now, there's a lot to do between now and even then, and that may slip. And maybe we'll talk about Sotomayor and all that stuff another day. But They want to do climate change in the Senate in September or October. And you gave the score on this vote, 219 to 212 in the House. That's eking out a victory, really eking it out. You can't eke things out in the Senate. You need 60 votes, and you need much more of a consensus. And if you thought that they had trouble with the Midwestern Democrats and a couple of the liberal Democrats in the House, people like DeFazio, imagine your coal state and your manufacturing Democrats, your Midwestern Democrats in the Senate, people like Ben Nelson from Nebraska or Evan Bayh or Senator Robert Byrd, who's not voting a lot these days, right. But if he were to show up and vote on this from West Virginia,
coal country,
I don't know.
Sure.
So well, 60, even if they get Al Franken, 60 is not a party issue on climate change. A very, very, very heavy lift.
Very quickly, though, Todd Zwillich, isn't there some sort of positive that they're actually dealing with a serious issue in a serious way, given all the caveats?
There's no question about it, because the Obama administration and the Democrats are trying to go big on substance early. Health care, climate change, you see them trying to go big on very important issues. Nobody thinks it's not important, so they're using this early legislative session, hopefully for a big victory. They don't get it done in the fall, John. Election year, you're right, it's a tough one.
At the very least, they're way ahead of the Clintons, those Obamas, at this point. Thank you, Todd Zwillich.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillich.